Test 1, 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3. Test 1, 2, 3.
Test, test, 1, 2, 3. Test, test, 1, 2, 3.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. Hello and welcome to San Manuel Stadium here in San Bernardino, California for the series finale between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Inland Empire 66ers. Hello and welcome, however you're listening and wherever you're listening. Thanks for tuning in to stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Steven Rice, and alongside my friend, my pal, my brother, Dominic Lorenz, we're glad you could join us for Sunday afternoon baseball, game 7 of 7 between the Grizzlies and the 66ers, the single-A affiliates of the Los Angeles Angels and Colorado Rockies. Dominic, happy Sunday to you.
Happy Cinco de Mayo 2024. It's great to have Fresno Grizzlies baseball back on the air with you, Steven Rice. And it's been a fun weekend so far. Plenty of baseball for me. It's boys' weekend. You know, I was in the booth Thursday, and I had the opportunity to fill in for Inland Empire yesterday, back on the air with you. Did my Huntington Beach gig on Friday. We're moving on to the second round of the playoffs. So it has been a phenomenal weekend of baseball so far. I'm looking to finish it off on a W for the Grizzlies.
Yes, right. The Grizzlies coming in with a record of 14-11. A big win last night for the Grizzlies. They were on a four-game losing skid, but behind the left-hander Isaiah Coupe, the Grizzlies stymied the 66ers 5-2 Saturday night from San Manuel Stadium. Fresno, their first contest win in May, now at 1-4. They are 10-3 when allowing three runs or fewer. Their third consecutive game recording that feat. It was Isaiah Coupe, 5 innings of work. He allowed 2 runs, striking out 11, the most by a Grizzlies pitcher this season. And Dominic, I know you had a chance to watch the left-hander in Coupe.
Absolutely. And for him to spin the ball the way that he did yesterday, it was filthy. Absolutely. The secondary stuff, and I know you put in your notes the slider and the curveball combination, over 3,000 RPM. He had it spinning last night, and it threw off the 66er batters. Yes, they got a good chunk of their hits off of Coupe, but he did not allow them to get that exclamation mark. He was able to stop a rally and get out of a frame. So overall, good work from the Ohio State University alum.
And then Tyler Hoffman and Sam Weatherly, 2 innings of work apiece. Hoffman is second hold. It was a career-high 2 innings for him. And then 2 innings of work for Sam Weatherly to pick up the save. On offense, Aiden Longwell, a big 2 RBI single, gave the Grizzlies the lead, and they never relinquished it as they held on to win. So Fresno trying to finish off the series with a win against the 66ers, who come with a record of 8-17. We have an interesting pitching matchup, though. It'll be the right-hander Jace Kaminska for Fresno, a 1-1 record, a 2.55 ERA for the former Nebraska Cornhusker. And what initially was going to be Keith Elkey has now been changed to Ruben Castillo. The right-hander will make his second start of the series. No record, a 3.77 ERA. So it'll be a good pitching matchup between a pair of right-handers. I know you're excited about this pitching matchup, Dom.
Absolutely. And looking at it from the Inland Empire 66ers perspective, I can understand why Key is probably not in this game after Fresno got to him early and often in Tuesday's matchup to lead off the series where Fresno won 9-2. So IE's probably like, nah, let's change the pacer, but Fresno's got to be ready for anybody that steps on the bump. So for Castillo to go on out there against Kaminska, I know it's a big day for Jace Kaminska, as we talked about before. You know, he's had some up and down moments this year, but overall the numbers are in his favor. 1-run with a 2.53 ERA on paper looks good. Now just got to keep going in the right direction here in day baseball on Sunday, and I'm having a good feeling about Kaminska here today.
It should be a lot of fun to watch this matchup. The Grizzlies 5 games back of the Modesto Nuts, who play a doubleheader against Rancho Cucamonga. Inland Empire has already won the series, so they will look for the exclamation point against Fresno. Well, prior to tonight's game, or today's game, I sat down with a former Inland Empire star and now a current Fresno Grizzly. It's right-hander Jake Madden, and he joined us on the pregame show to talk about his upbringing. He actually is cousins with a former California League star in Michael Morales, the former Modesto Nuts
pitcher. We also talked about his time here in Inland Empire and the moment he found out that he got traded, which was actually supposed to be against the Fresno Grizzlies. Our pregame guest is right-hander Jake Madden. We come back right after that break. We'll have that interview with him. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on Stream Guys, FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chukchansi Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday night fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars night, and may the Force be with you.
Welcome back to the Fresno Grizzlies pregame show. I'm here with Grizzlies right-hand pitcher Jake Madden. Thanks for taking time for this interview.
Yeah, no problem.
First question I have for you, so tell the fans where you're from again. I know you're up on the East Coast.
Yeah, I'm from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, small town called Enola, right outside of Harrisburg.
Well, that area has a lot of baseball near it, so who was your team and maybe favorite player growing up?
I never had like a real favorite team growing up. I do remember the best part of childhood baseball for me was definitely my dad picking me and my brother up out of elementary school and taking us to Phillies games.
That
was
dope.
When they were winning, so you got to see all those good players up there. I don't know. I just never really had a true favorite team, but I'd probably say the Phillies growing up.
Absolutely. I mean, when you're going to games, it's always going to help out and make out for that. And I love being able to take it out of school to go to that as well, too. But you actually grew up and have a family connection to a guy who also has pitched in this California League, and Michael Morales. He's your cousin?
Yeah, we actually live three houses away from each other on the same street.
Wow.
You know, all season we're together every day working out at full reps. So, you know, it's good to see he moved on to high A and he's doing good this year, and I'm excited to see where he goes.
So, you know, when you were in high school, you initially were committed to going to South Carolina and had a lot of commitments everywhere, but you decided to go to the junior college route. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, coming from not much pitching experience in high school, you know, I blew up on scene pretty quick, got all those offers and decided to commit. I got hurt my second start my junior year, so knowing that I really didn't have many innings and I was still trying to come back from therapy throughout that process for about 3 years, I knew it was the right route, knowing that I was going to get opportunities every day.
You know, then after going through the draft process, you were selected by the Angels. Where were you when you found out that you were drafted by the Los Angeles Angels?
My family was actually in Tennessee, so my agency's from there, and they have this cool place called Old Smoky down in Nashville, so we got to hang out there. I didn't end up going on day one, but we got the call early day two, so it was cool to have all the family there.
You know, and then all of a sudden now you jump over here to Inland Empire, and now you're back here in the old stomping grounds. But talk about your experience with Inland Empire and working with Dave Stapleton and Elmer Dessens.
Yeah, you know, it's a great staff over there, a lot of guys with a lot of knowledge. I had a great time over there. And, I'm really excited to be back here playing against them.
You know, it is a little weird because last year you were projected to face the Grizzlies when you found out that you got traded. Can you tell the fans as much as you can about how that went down?
Yeah, I remember vividly we were sitting in the coach's office going over pregame plan, and they pulled me out of the office and were wondering where Mason was as well. And he wasn't playing that day. You know, that was my start day. We both went in the office. They told us we were traded, so we went home that night and packed our bags, and the next day we were in Fresno.
Which is so weird to think about that. We were wondering if your bags were going to end up on our bus on the way back to Fresno, but you finished up the year with the Grizzlies, and how did you enjoy your time at the back half of last year?
Yeah, it was awesome. You know, the guys were very welcoming. You know, it's hard going from meeting a lot of people in 1 year, and then all of a sudden you're meeting a new group of guys. It was nothing but good guys. A lot of them are in Spokane now, so, you know, I'm meeting a lot of the new guys out here from the last year's draft class, and everyone's just been good guys. You know, the coaching staff is awesome. It's been nothing but awesome.
So then let's talk about the offseason as well. You were a starter, and now you're coming out of the pen. Did you know that initially? And if so, how do you train for revamping to a different role?
Yeah. Originally, I did not know that I was going to be put in the pen, but, you know, I'm just waiting for every opportunity. So when I got the news that I was going to be coming out of the bullpen, I was kind of excited. You know, it was a new new start, a new job, basically, and I was ready to go.
You know, it's always fun to watch the, you know, the movement you've had so far this year, becoming a reliever, but you're actually one of two prospects on this team as well, too. Do you feel some love when it comes to that by the Rockies and seeing what your future holds with that?
Yeah, for sure. I trust them in every plan that they give me, and you know, I feel they got my back, and they're ready to see what I can bring to the table out of the bullpen.
Just a couple days ago, your first start back, or first game out of the bullpen back here, how did it feel? Two scoreless innings looked really good.
Yeah, I mean, I'm used to this mound. I had a lot of starts on this mound, so it was good getting out there, and you know, every day is a new opportunity, so I take it day by day, and I just enjoy the process.
One of my last questions I have for you, though, is talk a little bit about your catchers, Ben McCabe and Darius Perry. They've been stillwalls back there.
Yeah, I trust them a lot. I've thrown a lot of bullpens with them, starting to get a lot of reps in game with them, and I'll trust on them. Whatever they're putting down, I'm throwing.
And what's the goal for the rest of the season for you?
You know, get the work in here, hopefully get out of here soon. I love playing for the Grizzlies, but everyone wants to work their way up. So
Absolutely.
Other than that, winning baseball games while I'm here.
Well, we can't wait to see what the future holds for you. Thanks for taking time in this interview.
Thank you.
And we thank right-hand pitcher Jake Madden for joining us on the pregame show. Hello and welcome back to San Manuel Stadium here in San Bernardino, California, for the series finale between your Fresno Grizzlies and the hometown Inland Empire 66ers. And the 66ers taking the field. I'm Stephen Rice alongside Dominic Lorenz. Dominic, I'm glad you could join us. You're 0-1 this week, though, so we need a win from you in the booth today, but I'm very excited you're back.
Hey, I'm so glad that you had me back, even though a loss on Thursday. But hey, let's not forget, I was 3-0 last year in the booth right here at San Manuel Stadium with the Fresno Grizzlies, so looking to keep the good mojo going after a win last night, 5-2. Red jerseys today. I got the red polo on. We all are all Fresno'd up as we get set for the national anthem on a beautiful Sunday afternoon.
We'll head over to the field mic for the national anthem, and then we'll be back with the starting lineups and more.
Fans, at this time, we ask that you please rise and remove your caps for the playing of the national anthem.
A great national anthem to get us set for Sunday afternoon baseball here in San Bernardino, California. The last time these two teams will meet in the regular season. With that being said, it's now time for the starting lineups. First, we'll start with your Fresno Grizzlies under the reigning California League Manager of the Year, Steve Solis. The Grizzlies, the proud single-A affiliate of the Colorado Rockies at 14-11. Here is their Toyota starting lineup. Lean off and playing first base, number 5, Aiden Longwell. Batting second at third base, number 3, Braylon Wimmer. Batting third, the shortstop, number 7, Andy Perez. Batting fourth at DH, number 10, Jake Snyder. Batting fifth is the right fielder, number 25, Jason Hinchman. Batting sixth, the left fielder, number 28, Fadrio Cruz. Batting seventh, the catcher, number 40, Ben McCabe. Batting 8th, the center fielder, number 2, E.J. Andrews Jr., and batting 9th, the second baseman, number 8, Tevin Tucker. And on the bump for the Fresno Grizzlies, it's the right-handed pitcher, number 35, Jace Kaminska.
a 1-1 record, a 2.55 ERA. Dominic, you have the 66ers starting lineup.
Yes, I do. Leading things off in center field, number 3, Kevin Castillo. Batting second, the left fielder, number 14, Joe Redfield. Batting third and right, Anthony Scull. The cleanup hitter at first, Sonny DeShera. The DH in the 5-hole, Emmanuel Vargas. Followed by the catcher, Juan Flores. And then the bottom third of the order of the second baseman, Capri Ortiz. Shortstop, Adrian Plasencia. And third baseman, Caleb Bartolero. All in support of the right-handed starter who's finished his warm-up pitches, Ruben Castillo.
As Aiden Longwell will stride to the plate, we are ready for baseball. The 66ers led by manager Dave Stapleton. As here comes the first pitch from Castillo to Aiden Longwell. And it swung on and missed, counted 0-1. And we are underway exactly at 2:05 p.m. I think we're on exact time almost every game of this series.
Love it.
As here comes the 0-1 to Longwell, and he lines it foul, counted 0-2. Last night, Aiden Longwell, a 2-RBI single in the 6th inning to put Fresno ahead. That was with 2 strikes, and now with an 0-2 count to him. We'll see if Longwell can get on base. Here comes the 0-2. It's outside, count of 1-2. From the right-hander, Ruben Castillo. No record at 3.77 ERA. As here comes the 1-2. Outside, counted 2-2. A beautiful afternoon here in San Manuel Stadium. 62 degrees at first pitch. Partly cloudy skies and 8-mile-per-hour varying winds. As here comes the 2-2. And it's high, counted 3-2. Missing high and away from the right-hander in Castillo. Home plate umpire Caden Gustafson. As here comes the 3-2 to Aiden Longwell. And it swung on and missed. He went down in the zone and Longwell caught chasing for the first strikeout. One out as it brings up the third baseman in Braylon Wimmer. As you said, Caden Gustafson behind the plate. Caleb George on the bases. The Grizzlies, they're wearing their red uniforms. Grizzlies run across the front. Black cap with the red bill. The California Bear flag on top of that black cap. As that is inside, a little bit low. Count of 1-0. Dominic, what are the jerseys that the 66ers are donning this afternoon?
Well, they have their Copa de la Diversión jerseys on. The Cucuyes de San Bernardino, a mythical ghost-like creature in the Hispanic culture. So you got the Cucuyes logo across the chest and then the specific ghost logo on the all-black cap ahead as Braylon Wimmer ahead 2-0. And the pitch is going to be grounded on over to short. Picking it up on the backhand is Plasencia. Goes across the body to first in time for out number 2. So back-to-back outs from Longwell and Wimmer to set up 2 outs for Andy Perez.
And Andy Perez might be the hottest hitter not only on the Grizzlies but in all of professional baseball. Perez has hit safely in 23 of his 24 games played so far. Hit an 18-game hit streak and now on a 5-game hit streak. As here comes the pitch to Perez, and he will take it outside. Count of 1-0. I know we've talked about age being a factor, especially in the California League, and Andy Perez, 19 years old. Here comes the 1-0, and Perez, a half-hearted swing, comes up empty. Count of 1-1. And Andy Perez, a really good approach at the plate, though, for the most part.
Absolutely. For such a young age of a player and in his second year with the Fresno Grizzlies, looking with so much confidence, and they're going to say he half-hearted check swing once again. You're taking my phrases here early on, but we, you know, broadcasters are all the same. But with a nasty pitch going towards the toes from Castillo, it's hard to hold up a swing when your hips are moving, the arms are moving, and then you got a bat that's trying to follow through at the same point. 1-2.
Here comes the pitch to Perez. And another check swing, same spot, and he's down on strikes. Castillo strikes out a pair in a 1-2-3 first. We head to the bottom of the first. We'll be back right after this.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. the perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome back to San Manuel Stadium here in San Bernardino, California. Bottom of the first inning, no score between Fresno and Inland Empire as Jace Kaminska will take on Kevin Castillo to lead things off. Here comes the pitch from Kaminska. It's a called strike down in the zone. Count it 0-1, 93-mile-per-hour fastball there from Kaminska. As here comes the 0-1. And that is a curveball that does not dance in the zone, apparently. Count at 1-1. Looked like it clipped the inside part of the plate. One ball, one strike from Jace Kaminska to Kevin Castillo. And it is fouled to the backstop. Count at 1-2. Jace Kaminska, a 1-1 record, a 2.55 ERA. Kaminska making his first appearance against the 66ers this year. His fifth start overall. Kaminska has a win and a loss against San Jose, two no decisions against Stockton. As there's a curveball in the zone, strike three. And just like that, Castillo down looking. And that's the first strikeout of the game as it brings up left fielder Joe Redfield. And good start so far for Kaminska with that curveball.
And I know we were talking about it throughout the week leading up to this game that Kaminska's been very, very good early on in games. Low batting average, low ERA. It's only been one really poor inning against him this season. Even though the numbers say 1-1 with a 2.55, it's really one bad inning that teams collectively have gotten to the right-hander.
As here comes the 1-0, and it's a slow ground ball up to Kaminska. Kaminska fields it over to first in time, and that's the second out. It goes 1-2-3, and it brings up the right fielder Anthony Scull in. Redfield looked very confused on that pitch from Kaminska that has a fastball with a lot of movement on it, some cutting action. Also brings that curveball, a changeup, and the occasional slider to the plate. As here comes the pitch from Kaminska, swung on and missed. That was disgusting from Kaminska, counted 0-1. And yesterday, the success from Isaiah Coupe with his breaking pitches, as that swung on a miss, and Kaminska following suit right there. Quickly 0-2.
Coupe gave him some very good advice over Saturday night into Sunday morning here to get these 66er batters out, and boom, there it goes.
And Kaminska strikes out two batters in a 1-2-3 inning. We had the top of the second. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with the events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Experience the ultimate party at Chuck Chancey. Enjoy thrilling gaming, award-winning dining, and rejuvenation at Serenity Spring Spa and Salon. Plus, get ready for the Sounds of Summer concert series. Check out who's coming at ChuckChanceyGold.com. Whether it's a day trip or an extended stay, Chuck Chancey Gold promises an unforgettable adventure. Join the party soon. And we thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the second. Jake Snyder will lead things off against the right-hander in Castillo as the first ball is inside to Snyder, who looked to bunt. Count of one ball and no strikes. And Dominic Lorenz, Jake Snyder, leads all of professional baseball in walks and on-base percentage. He takes a very close pitch as he 1-0's in there. Count at 1-1. What have you seen from the Grizzlies outfielder this season?
I would say overall just a good aggressive approach at the plate, yet at the same time very patient at the plate. He wouldn't have as many walks as he has if he was impatient and just swung at anything that was thrown just in front of him.
Well, he swings at that one, fouls it off, count of one ball and two strikes. Jake Snyder back for his second year like Andy Perez and has been able to find a lot of success so far.
The best thing about it is the high rally sock look at the moment right now with the red socks blaring right back at us.
I was a fan of that growing up as well. So both the starting pitcher in Castillo and the batter in Snyder with their socks showing as here comes the 2-2. And it's outside. Count of three balls and two strikes as Castillo going to a breaking ball outside. And Jake Snyder can work another walk here. Snyder so far, this is his 23rd game, has 28 walks. As here comes the 3-2, and he spoils one foul and out of play as some dark clouds starting to roll in. Dominic, you're a weatherman, right? I did not expect maybe some dark clouds right now.
Who do you think? I'm Mike Trout or something that just believes in weather 24-7? No, right now, according to the weather report, no rain is supposed to be coming on in. It looks like it's just going to be dark clouds as down goes Snyder looking on the corner, borderline pitch. We'll have to look at TrackMan to see if it was indeed close. And Stephen Rice giving me the thumbs up that Snyder is indeed out on a pitch inside the zone. One out now for Jason Hinchman.
The Grizzlies right fielder, lots of power, and we hope he can hit his first homer of the year as here comes the first pitch from Castillo, and it's a ground ball to the backstop of the shortstop. Can't make the play, and the backhand from Placencia was not in time as Hinchman will reach. It's an infield single and the first base runner of the game as it will bring up the left fielder in Fadrio Cruz. That's a tough play for Placencia.
Yeah, looking at the replay, it's in between the 5.5 hole between short and third. He does a great job sliding to keep that ball in front of him. As he turned to throw, his right foot kind of fell on him and he kind of slipped back. But overall, to at least get the ball, I'll give an A-plus right there for Placencia to be as objective as possible.
As the first pitch is a call strike to Fadrio Cruz, the Grizzlies' left fielder. Placencia, very good infielder, playing shortstop today. The second baseman is Capri Ortiz, who usually mans short. As here comes the 0-1, that's inside. Count it one ball and one strike. Fadrio Cruz has a home run in this series. Looks to give some damage here as Hinchman, the runner at first, with one out here in the top of the second inning, no score. Here comes the 1-1. And Cruz, ground ball into the right field and a base hit. It's now first and second. Hinchman now chugging along for third. He will get there as a throw goes to second. And it's now first and third with one out as Cruz has a single and the Grizzlies in business for catcher Ben McCabe.
Well, I like that positioning right there for the Fresno Grizzlies. Ground ball to the right side and automatically from the jump, as soon as bat hit ball, Hinchman thinking third base all the way, and with manager Steve Solis in the first base coaching box, you're going.
Absolutely.
Your heels are on fire. You're running, no doubt about it.
Grizzlies third base coach is their bench coach, Cesar Galvez, as the first pitch is fouled off by Ben McCabe, counted 0-1.
Now, what I hope here for Ben McCabe is, if my memory serves me correct, he was a pregame guest during this road trip here in Inland Empire. So does the good mojo juju go with Ben McCabe today with runners on the corners and one out in the top of the second?
Here comes the pitch to McCabe outside on the check swing. He did not go around. Count at 1-1. The 66ers defense playing double play depth, hopefully to get out of the inning. Fresno, though, looking to score a run and get ahead early, something they've had some issues with in this series. Here comes the 1-1 to Ben McCabe, and it is a called strike at the top of the zone. Count at 1-2, and McCabe now will have to battle right here. The former UCF product takes his time. McCabe, third time playing in this series. Two catchers for Fresno as they have split time pretty much throughout the year. Here comes the 1-2 from Castillo outside. Counted 2-2. Good eye there from Ben McCabe. McCabe only 2 RBI this season. A 250 batting average. No homers yet for the UCF product. As here comes the 2-2 from Castillo. And it is outside. 3-2, and it was outside.
If he wasn't a catcher, he would have a good eye. And by being a catcher behind the plate, you know the strike zone a little bit better than anybody else, especially with the home plate umpire on that said game.
As here comes the 3-2 to McCabe. Runners at first and third. There goes the runner. It should be 4 anyway, so that will not matter as McCabe will draw the walk. So Cruz is safe no matter what, even on the throw down to second. And the bases are loaded with one out for E.J. Andrews Jr. That pitch was outside as well to McCabe. So bases loaded, one out.
I would say at the end of the day, even if that was a strike, Cruz was going to be safe. We looked at the replay system right in front of us, and he got his hand clearly in there in time. So it's more the Mariner. Bases loaded right now. One out for E.J. Andrews Jr.
As he takes a pitch low, count of 1-0. Andrews Jr., tons of power, 1 homer this year. The former Fresno State Bulldog from Long Beach, California, has had some family here. As here comes the 1-0 outside, 2-0. The Grizzlies trying to claw ahead early.
And I know it's been a rough stretch for EJ to begin the year, just a 161 average in 20 games, a home run, 7 RBIs, but here's a big opportunity to put an exclamation mark early on in this Sunday day game.
As the 2-0 is a called strike perfectly placed on the outside part of the plate, it looked like a ball initially, though, so the count of 2-1. Caden Gustafson, the home plate umpire, as here comes the 2-1 from Castillo. And Andrews Jr. right to the backstop, count at 2-2. And there's a young fan right there just watching the game, and it was heading right to where he was as he got a little bit spooked right there. I know it's Cinco de Mayo, but that was Cinco de Scaro.
Hey, he had the glove at least at the chest ready to go. He was ready for anything at that point.
Here comes the 2-2, and it's a pop-up that's going
Heads
to
up.
Go foul. And now it's a race for a souvenir. Count at 2-2. Top of the second inning, no score, but Fresno threatening. Jason Hinchman, the runner at third. Fadrio Cruz, the runner at second. Ben McCabe, the runner at first. Here's the 2-2 to Andrews Jr. And it's low, 3. And another full count against Ruben Castillo, whose pitch count is now up to 36 here in the second inning. Only has worked an inning and a third, making another spot start for Dave Stapleton's squad. 3-2. Here comes the pitch. Outside, 4, and the Grizzlies, a 1-0 lead. A bases-loaded walk, and E.J. Andrews Jr., the RBI. McCabe waltzes to second. Cruz skedaddles over to third. Hinchman will walk home, and the Grizzlies, a 1-0 lead, thanks to the second walk by Ruben Castillo, as now a mound visit from the pitching coach in Elmer Descens. Bases loaded still with one out for Tevin Tucker.
Well, best thing about it is when the Fresno Grizzlies score first in a game this year coming into today, 12-2 overall. They were 3-1 at Chuck Chansley Park, 9-1 on the road. So looking to keep that streak going. And last night was even more impressive. Their first win on the road this year when not scoring first. Inland Empire scored in the bottom of the second last night. So things take in a tide in to Fresno direction. I like it.
As here comes the first pitch to Tevin Tucker. It's outside, the count at 1-0. In the past couple of games, we've been down on the field for BP, and Tevin Tucker has gone over and said hi to you every single game so far, which just proves how amazing Tucker is as a person, not only as a player as well.
I will say that over the last couple of games, is this one misses down and away to Tucker 2-0. As a fill-in broadcaster, just someone casually being in the broadcast booth with you, I don't get to see these players on a daily basis, but however, last year's Grizzlies team, this year's Grizzlies team, every game I'm here, as much as they can, they come over and say hello and shake my hand, and I appreciate that.
As Tucker swings and misses, count at 2-1, that looked like a changeup from Castillo down and inside. So 2-1 now. Bases loaded with only one out. Fresno leads 1-0 here in the top of the second inning. As Tucker swing and a miss. And again, right back to the changeup, count at 2-2. A little bit chilly right now. As we said, 62 degrees at first pitch. A day game where the Grizzlies are 4-1 on the year. Grizzlies undefeated on the road in day games. As here comes the 2-2 to Tevin Tucker. Castillo from the full windup. Here's the pitch. Outside, 3-2. The third straight full count that the Grizzlies have put Castillo into. And if Fresno right now, what are they going to do? Will Tucker try to swing here? Will he try to take ball four that we've seen from McCabe and Andrews Jr.? Here's the 3-2. Outside, ball four, and the Grizzlies lead 2-0 thanks to back-to-back bases-loaded walks. The catcher, McCabe, who got to third, was looking to score. So Cruz will come on in. McCabe over to third. Andrews Jr. to second. Another bases-loaded walk and RBI for Tucker. And it brings up Aiden Longwell, who's 0-1. So second run of the inning, third walk by Castillo. A little bit of a different chance as here comes manager Dave Stapleton out of the dugout. And that will do it. They're going to go to the left-hander and Andre Gonzalez. We'll have a pitching change right after this. We'll be back.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share.
Welcome back to San Manuel Stadium here in San Bernardino, California. We're in the top of the second inning still. Bases loaded, one out for Aiden Longwell. As the first pitch from Jaime Gonzalez, as he called strike count at 0-1. 2-0 Fresno here in the top of the second inning. Jaime Gonzalez, here comes the 0-1. And Longwell takes the ball in the dirt, count of 1-1. So line is not done yet for Ruben Castillo, who ran into some trouble here in the second after a 1-2-3 first inning. And now Longwell, who's 0-1, looking to expand this Grizzlies lead here in the second. Here comes the 1-1 to Aiden Longwell. And it's inside, count of 2-2. And the Grizzlies being patient so far, Dominic.
That's been the key. They take after Snyder a little bit just by being patient at the plate. My prediction here, continue to be patient. Another bases loaded walk. Let's go for the hat trick.
Here comes the 2-1 from Gonzalez, and Longwell takes a pitch inside, count of 3-1. 85 miles per hour. Now Longwell in a hitter's count looking to drive one to the gap. Longwell, one homer already in this series, as here comes the 3-1 from Gonzalez. And it's a fly ball out to center field. It is dropping quickly, and it gets down. A base hit to center field, and the Grizzlies lead 3-0. As each player station to station, Aiden Longwell, another RBI single for him. And the Grizzlies lead 3-0. McCabe comes in to score. Up to third goes Andrews Jr. Tucker to second. Third hit and third run. The hit to Gonzalez's line. The runs to Castillo. And now it's Braylon Wimmer still with only one out. The bases are still loaded. The Grizzlies now have six straight batters that have reached.
And a batter violation here from Braylon Wimmer right away as the home plate umpire coming on out. And so the count's going to start now 0-1.
Here comes the pitch to Wimmer, and he takes a low count at 1-1. We've seen a lot of pitch clock violations in this series between not only the batter, but the pitcher as well. The batter needs to show that they're ready in the box by a specific time, and Wimmer was not ready as the 1-1 is flown out to right field. Lots of movement from this wind. We'll see if it's good enough to score a run. Here comes the throw. It's going to go to the shortstop. So it's a sacrifice fly as Andrews Jr. scores. And for the second straight game, Braylon Wimmer has an RBI sacrifice fly. 4-0 Fresno here in the second. So sacrifice fly to right field. Longwell stays put at first. Tucker stays put at second. And Andrews Jr. scoring. The fourth run for Fresno, that also will go to the line of Castillo. Now the ninth batter in Andy Perez. Here's the pitch, and Perez checks swing. Did he go around? He did not, count at 1-0. But Fresno, big second out for Wimmer, productive as it scores Andrews Jr. And now Andy Perez.
Well, it took away from that. Hitter violation really didn't factor in there for Braylon Wimmer. He was still able to get a bat on the ball as that one misses outside to Andy Perez, 2-0. Last night, a big juncture in the second inning, Inland Empire's Joe Redfield was struck out looking on a pitch clock violation. Inland Empire had the bases loaded looking to add on to their 1-0 lead, and that ended up helping Fresno at the end of the day.
As the 2-0 misses outside, and the crowd not happy with the call, even though it was a ball. Count at 3-0, and you have to be ready to hit, and Andy Perez is the perfect guy at the plate to do so. A lot of check swings so far from him, wanting to go after a lot of these pitches. As now a check, and the shortstop in Plasencia making a circus-like catch, so the ball doesn't go out to center field.
For only being 5'11", he looked like he was 7', able to jump over the runner Tucker and to keep that ball from going to center field. So the Dominican Republic native keeping this game right now 4-0.
Here comes the 3-0 to Andy Perez, and he swings and misses on a ball that definitely was out of the zone. Count at 3-1. Runners at first and second, two outs here in the top of the second. 4-0 Fresno, a big crooked number early for the Grizzlies. As here comes the 3-1 to Andy Perez from Gonzalez. And Perez, chopper, foul. Count now at 3-2. Andy Perez has hit safely in 23 of his first 24 games this year. Perez would love to get bat on ball here. If not, Jake Snyder will come to the dish. Snyder started the inning looking at strike three called. But a lot of pitches so far from the 66ers pitching staff. Here comes the 3-2 from Gonzalez. Looks back the runner, Tucker. Here's the pitch. And it's a high pop-up. This is playable in foul territory, and it's the catcher Flores making the catch to end the inning. But the Grizzlies strike for four runs thanks to two bases loaded walks, an RBI single from Aiden Longwell, and a sacrifice fly from Braylon Wimmer. We had the bomb in the second. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products, and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics. Bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the second. Here comes the pitch, swung on and missed. Count quickly 0-2 to Sonny DeShera from Jace Kaminska. DeShera, three hits yesterday. You're a big fan of what he did at the plate.
He had a very simple approach as that one clips off the top and it was coming right for you, Steven. It was right off the top of the fencing. But two singles and a double. The double looked to be gone in dead center, which is 410 feet to the batter's eye. But Fresno was able to work around him and get out of a couple of jams with him at the dish.
As here comes the 1-2 from Kaminska, who sat in the dugout for a long time as that ball is roped out to left field. That ball is down in front of the left fielder, Cruz. DeShera will stop at first with a long single. And that is the first hit for Inland Empire, as we'll bring up the DH in Emmanuel Vargas. And for Kaminska, as I said, sat for a long time. That is not easy for any pitcher.
No, not at all. We've had situations before where, I will use an example, Huntington Beach High School, where I broadcast as my quote-unquote day job. We had a 13-run second inning a couple weeks ago. And it was about a 40-plus minute inning, and our starter had to sit for a while. And it's not easy. You try to get your reps in and throw and just stay loose.
As here comes the 0-1 to Vargas, and that's a liner and caught by the second baseman, Tucker, who leaped a little bit early, but he makes the play.
He's got hops. It's fine. It's easy. Look at that. That's what baseball players do.
I don't know if I would have been able to stay in the air that long like Tucker did. It looked like it was in slow motion for the first out as it brings up the catcher in Juan Flores.
As Dua Lipa would say, he was levitating a little bit on that play. So good one right there for the Grizzlies second baseman in Tevin Tucker.
Now Juan Flores as he first pitches low, count at 1-0. Flores not as big of a series this time around as he had at Chukchansey Park earlier in the year where he hit a grand slam. Here comes the 1-0. It's high for a ball count at 2-0. But a very dangerous hitter in Juan Flores, just 18 years old from Venezuela. Again, his first action stateside. The Angels do a great job with the catching prospects over the years, as they had the California League MVP in Cuero a few years ago. And now a mound visit with Ben McCabe and Jace Kaminska is the count at 3 balls and no strikes. And I know, Dominic, you are an Angels fan.
Yes, I am.
And I know that the Angels have a really good youngster in Logan Ohapi, but the minor league system, the Angels have been a good job of finding guys and being able to get them to the next step.
It's taken time in the Angels farm system, and last season and the subsequent seasons before, they've had the options of kind of selling the farm to try to get some high-level players back in to make a playoff push. It hasn't worked out in the Angels organization, so having to retool and find some brand-new talent to go through the pipeline.
As the 3-0s, a called strike at the top of the zone, count at 3-1. And I think the Rockies are very similar when it comes to finding some really good catchers as well. As here comes the 3-1 from Kaminska. That is outside, and it's ball four. So that is a walk to Flores, up to second, DeShera. So runners at first and second with one out, and now Capri Ortiz, the second baseman. But the Rockies, through the years, especially when they've been affiliated with the Grizzlies, in 2021 it was Drew Romo, who was in AAA Albuquerque on a hot stretch at the dish. As here comes the first pitch to Ortiz, and it's fouled off, counted 0-1. And then it was Hunter Goodman, who's already reached the big league club. Then it was Braxton Fulford. Last year it was Cody Huff and Bryant Betancourt. Huff was traded for Cal Quantrill in the Guardian system in the offseason. That swung on a miss, quickly 0-2. And then this year it's Ben McCabe and Darius Perry. But I think the reason why the Rockies are so successful in their minor league system is because they have guys like Steve Solis and Robinson Cancel, the former Grizzlies manager, at their first two lower levels that allows these guys to develop properly. As here comes the 0-2, and it swung on and missed. He went right back to the Uncle Charlie for the strikeout. Second out of the inning, third strikeout for Kaminska, and it brings up the shortstop in Adrian Plasencia.
And to get a batter like that in Capri Ortiz, who was halfway to a cycle last night, went 2-for-4 with an RBI. Good opportunity right there for Kaminska to kind of settle things down with runners on base. And now you got to get a guy who had the day off yesterday and is fresh on a Sunday in Adrian Plasencia.
Plasencia homered just the other night as he first pitches inside, count at 1-0. Plasencia, two homers this year. The middle infielder is the shortstop today for the 66ers, who are playing as the Kukuis. As here comes the 1-0 from Kaminska, looks back the runner DeShera. And it is inside, counted 2 balls and no strikes. And Kaminska, I believe, has now thrown 5 straight curveballs.
He had to take advice from Isaiah Coupe. That's the only thing I can think of at this point. Coupe had so much success last night. Kaminska's having success as the 2-0 is right on missing. Looked pretty good, but it was a strike, according to the TrackMan data system, so it should be 2-1. Instead, it's 3 balls and no strikes.
So now Kaminska comes set around the belt. Here comes the 3-0. That is a called strike, count at 3-1, right down the heart of the dish to Adrian Plasencia. Runners at first and second with 2 outs. Bottom of the second inning, 4-0. The Grizzlies lead the 66ers. As here's a fly ball out to shallow center field, a long run, and it's Andrews Jr. racing in to make the catch, and Kaminska out of the jam. We head to the top of the third, 4-0 Grizzlies. You're listening to them on stream, guys. FreslerGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars Night with custom performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars Night, and may the Force be with you.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? you might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Welcome back to San Manuel Stadium here in San Bernardino, California. Top of the third inning, 4-0, the Grizzlies lead the 66ers as Jake Snyder will lead things off against the left-hander in Jaime Gonzalez as that is fouled off. Count it 0-1. Snyder 0-1 with a strikeout. And Dominic, this is a perfect guy you want to lead off the inning if you're the Grizzlies.
Prototypical leadoff bat hitting in the four slot. For Fresno, DH today, getting a little rest, but focusing at the dish, and he's been patient all game as that one misses outside 1-1. And for Jake Snyder, a guy that hails from Waterloo, Iowa, 6'1", 190, 25 years old, we know he's got plenty of great things coming ahead of him as that one misses high and away 2-1. Hopefully, you know, we joke about this all the time whenever we talk to the players is, I hope to see you, but I hope I don't see you because that means there's forward progress of moving on to the next level.
As he pitches inside, almost hits Snyder, count at 3-1. And Snyder is the guy that has shown a lot of success so far. He was a guy that could have won the California League Player of the Month for the month of April. As here comes the 3-1, and that's a called strike, count at 3-2. As the outside part of the plate there from Gonzalez at 88 miles per hour. Unfortunately, it was won by Cali, the infielder for the Modesto Nuts, who we'll see next week. As a 3-2 is high, ball 4, and a leadoff walk to Jake Snyder. What else than a walk to Snyder? Fourth walk issued by Inland Empire. And for Snyder, that is a professional baseball best, 29 walks over just 23 games.
On base percentage, what do they all say? Does he get on base? And Snyder gets on base, so that's a good way to lead things off here with Hinchman at the dish. There goes Snyder.
And he is safe.
Woo, there
Jake
we go.
Jake Snyder's in a second base safely, and he's still on the ground, and I wonder if he's hurt. Snyder slid in. I think he got hit right away as they're going to check on Snyder. Count at 1-0 on the pitch. As now they're going to check on Snyder. Snyder slid in a little bit awkwardly. For Snyder, that is his sixth stolen base in 8 attempts. So runner at second now with no outs. As here comes the 1-0 to Hinchman. Inside, count at 2-0.
For a moment, it looked like Snyder was just kind of gripping the left hand a little bit, maybe just sliding hard into the bag. Not so much of a collision, but just a little knocking a little bit at second base on a bang-bang play.
As here comes the 2-0 to Hinchman, and Hinchman, a big hack, comes up empty, count at 2-1. So runner at second with no outs here in the top of the third inning. Gonzalez, 22 years old, making his second appearance with the 66ers this year. Here's the 2-1, it's swung on and missed. And now Hinchman will have to battle right here. Gonzalez, a southpaw, 5'10", 185 pounds, from Valera, Venezuela, will celebrate a birthday in almost a month on June 7th, as that is inside. And the count now full, 3-2. It was inside to Hinchman. Good eye from the Grizzlies' right fielder. Gonzalez started the year in High A Tri-City, where he appeared in 4 games out of the bullpen. As here comes the 3-2 from Gonzalez, and it is fouled to the netting. Gonzalez, in his lone appearance, 2 1/3 of hitless and scoreless ball, picked up the win. That was just a couple days ago where the 66ers won 3-1. They scored 2 runs in the 8th inning to beat Fresno. As here comes the 3-2 to Jason Hinchman, and he lines one foul again. The count remains at 3-2.
Just got to stay alive with a runner in scoring position and nobody out. Hinchman already has an infield base hit and a run score today, so a 1-for-1 performance, but looking for that big RBI to go along with his big day thus far.
Here comes the 3-2 to Jason Hinchman. And it is high ball 4, and that is another walk by Gonzalez. The Grizzlies being patient, something they did so well at the beginning of the season. Now 5 walks in just 2 innings. We're in the third, but there's not an out yet this inning.
Well, it's funny what winning can do. Snapping a losing streak last night in the fashion in which they did, come from behind, trailing 1-0, and then chipping away slowly but surely. And if you look at the tallies for team batting this season, as first pitch misses outside to Fadrio Cruz, and it's 1-0. Most walks in the game has happened twice this year, 13, and most recently, April the 16th, at the Stockton Ports.
So the count at 1-0 to Fadrio Cruz, who had a single and a run his first time up, as he sees a strike that was buried on the outside part of the plate. Count at 1-1. Runners at first and second with no outs. The Grizzlies looking to extend their 4-0 lead here in the third. As here comes the 1-1. And it is high and outside. Count at 2-1. The Grizzlies scored 7.3 runs per game over their first 15 games when they were 12-3. They've only won 2 games since, and the runs per game at 3. They got away from drawing walks. As here comes the 2-1 and a ground ball foul, count at 2-2. So sometimes just go back to basics and look for your pitch.
What goes around comes around. And yes, we know the game of baseball. There's ebbs and flows to a season. And maybe this is a situation where Fresno hit a little bit of a snide early on and they're getting their way out of it now to steamroll to a stronger first half and even in the second half when we get to the dog days of summer.
Here comes the 2-2 to Cruz and he fouls it off again. And manager Steve Solis watching it go down the line foul. Count remains at 2-2. To Fadrio Cruz, who is 23 years old from the Dominican Republic, San Cristobal, same area as last year's right-hand pitcher, Sergio Sanchez, who's up in High A Spokane. As here comes the pitch from Gonzalez, and it's a fly ball. It's going to be a pop-up in foul territory. The third baseman in Bartolero is there. He puts it away for the first out, and Cruz is retired.
This is the situation now for the Grizzlies that you want to take advantage of early runners on base. You had 2 on, nobody out. It was a little bit of a situation. I thought maybe Cruz would put on a little bunt, move some runners over, but trying to get his offense back to where it needs to come to at this point with Cruz coming into the day with just a 167 average. But here's Ben McCabe.
Here comes the pitch from Gonzalez, set around the belt, and McCabe takes a pitch in the dirt, count of 1-1. And no strikes. You're in the top of the third inning. Glad you could join us. I'm Stephen Rice. This is Dominic Lorenz bringing you the call here on FresnoGrizzlies.com. Stream, guys, the Bally Live app and MILB TV. Here comes the 1-0 from Gonzalez. And it swung on a miss. Count at 1-1. The Grizzlies return home to the friendly confines of Chancy Park Tuesday morning at 11:05 a.m. to take on the first place Modesto Nuts, who are currently playing a doubleheader today thanks to rain in the Central Valley. Was that a strike count of 1-2?
And I promise it'll be a doubleheader for me too, because I'll listen to Fresno Grizzlies baseball with Stephen Rice in the morning on my drive to Villa Park, California, where the Huntington Beach Oilers, my school, not that I'm in high school, but my school that I broadcast for, round 2 of the CIF playoffs.
As here comes the 1-2 to Ben McCabe. And it is called strike 3, and he is out. First strikeout for Gonzalez, second out of the inning. And it brings up E.J. Andrews Jr., who has a walk, a bases loaded walk, so an RBI and a run. And I'm very excited to not only call the game, but then listen to your game as well, too. But it's going to be a very exciting next week of Grizzlies baseball. Lots of promotions, but the Modesto Nuts, a team that is very scary, 35-7. Over their last 42 games dating back to last season, as Andrews Jr. sees a strike count at 0-1.
And with the Fresno Grizzlies in the standings in mind, they come in today 5 games back of Modesto and only a half game above San Jose. But good news for the Grizzlies, Lake Elsinore defeated San Jose with in comeback fashion in the ninth to take game one of their doubleheader is E.J. Andrews check swing. He does not go as the field umpire, so it's 1-1. Game two between Lake Elsinore and San Jose is underway, and it is 2-0 Lake Elsinore in the first. Quakes up 1-0 on the Nuts in game one of their doubleheader as well.
Here comes the 1-1, and that is a call strike. Count at 1-2. That was a ball, according to TrackMan, down in the zone. A little bit of some inconsistency from the home plate umpire in Caden Gustafson. Let's count a 1-2. Gonzalez looking to get out of the inning without any runs after the first two batters reached via the free pass. Here's the 1-2, and Andrews Jr. fly ball to deep left field. Racing back's the left fielder, though, and Redfield makes the catch to end the inning. The Grizzlies come up empty. They still lead, though, 4-0. We'll have the bottom third. We'll be back right after this.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Whether you're looking for temporary furnishings for an apartment or condo, or maybe you need to furnish your home, Express Furniture Rental is your rental furnishing solution. They have affordable rental packages, which includes housewares, electronics, and more. They are your one-stop shop. You can check them out online at efrental.com or call 800-933-3689. Today, first pitch from Kaminska to Bartolero is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. We'd like to thank Express Furniture Rental for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the third, as that one is fouled off to Bartolero, and quickly 0-2 in favor of the Fresno starter, Jace Kaminska.
What was the number again for Express Furniture Rental so fans can call them?
1-800-933-3689.
Man, I love your live reads. Thank you, Dominic Lorenz, here in the bottom of the third inning. 4-0 Fresno leads Inland Empire. Jace Kaminska, after another long inning by the Fresno offense, Kaminska has the lead as here comes the 0-2, and it's lined out to right field. Hit well. The right fielder, Hinchman, going back, and it goes off the wall. Hinchman plays it with the bare hand. The throw in his second, though, is late. And a leadoff double for Bartolero.
Kind of a little bit of a hammerhead swing, a fastball that was up in the zone. And he just, what I would say, former Los Angeles Angel David Fletchered it nearly out of the ballpark. It's 330 down the lines here at San Manuel and 410 down to dead center. And that one probably went maybe 320, 325 to the base of the wall. And he did his job to get in scoring position for Kevin Castillo.
Castillo 0-1 with a strikeout looking as he looks to bunt. The first pitch will hit him, and he will reach base. That was a weird call by the home plate umpire initially, seeing that ball looked like it was going to be in play.
So it did hit him. The question was if he swung through it, and if that was the case, he would be still at the dish, and it wouldn't be a hit by a pitch because he swung through it. But they're saying he did hold up his swing, so he'll get to first as he's dragging that left foot or left knee area a little bit for Castillo. Again, another youngster on the 66er roster, born in 2005, 18 years of age.
As the first pitch is a fly ball to the shortstop, and now third baseman Wimmer, and he will make the catch for the first out. So Redfield is retired. It goes P5. And it brings up the right fielder in Anthony Scull. So one pitch, one out, an unproductive out if you're Redfield.
And when you're looking at Jace Kaminska right now, we talked about it back in the first inning and a little bit in the pregame show. He's had good success in the first four innings, but then the fifth inning, he starts to tail off a little bit, and the second time around the order, the opposition starts to find out. That one's a high chopper to third, Wimmer to first. It takes Longwell nearly off the base, but he's able to keep the foot on it. They get the fielder's choice out at first. Both runners bounce up, so it's second and third and two outs now for a red-hot hitting Sonny DeShera.
So 5-3 on the putout. Great job from Wimmer to get after the ball, something that bench coach Cesar Galvez has been working on with the fielders is coming to the ball. They've been working on it with this little red machine before the game start. And Wimmer right there coming up to make the play. Longwell, great job to stay on the bag, move his feet, and make the play.
I'm going to call that machine, as Prince would say, the little red Corvette, because that has a little, it has a little purr, a little lawnmower sound to it, and it will shoot out the baseball extremely fast. We're talking over 100 miles an hour.
Here comes the 0-1. Swung on and missed by DeShera. He wanted to take that ball to deep left there. And the count now at 0-2. DeShera 1-for-1 with a single. Four hits over the past couple of games. And what's crazy for DeShera is he's one of the few righties on this team that's a true righty-righty. As now we have, I don't know exactly what that is. It looks like
thumb guard.
Oh, a thumb guard. Okay. As the home plate umpire and Kim Gustafson moving it.
That was going to mess up the play potentially.
Yes, here comes the 0-2 to DeShera. And it is just outside. 93 from Kaminska. The count at 1-2.
DeShera, a fifth round pick from Hoover, Alabama. He's the second highest draft selection on the Sixers roster. First is Joe Redfield, a fourth round pick in 2023.
Here comes the 1-2. Check swing. He did go around. And Kaminska has his fourth strikeout and another clean inning. We head to the top of the fourth. 4-0 Fresno. We'll be back right after this.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars Night with custom performers, themed jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars Night, and may the Force be with you.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all.
Welcome back to San Manuel Stadium here in San Bernardino, California. Top of the fourth inning, 4-0. The Grizzlies lead the 66ers as Tevin Tucker looks to bunt his way on as it's inside. Count of one ball and no strikes. Tucker, he had a bases loaded RBI walk his first time up. As here comes the pitch, and that is a called strike. Count of one ball and one strike. And Dominic Lorenz, this Grizzlies offense has looked good so far.
you got to get scoring early and often in a contest, and dropping a four spot in the second is good medicine, as Tucker will take that one inside, and it's 2-1. And the bottom portion of this order today in the second inning was the key. It was the Hinchman one-out infield base hit that really started the tide, took advantage of three walks, and the Aiden Longwell RBI helps as well.
As the 2-1 check swing, Tucker did go around, but it's called a strike either way. Count it 2-2. As Tucker will take his time right here. Tucker is 24 years old from Petersburg, Virginia. Signed as an undrafted free agent by the Rockies in 2023 out of West Virginia. Here's the 2-2. Swung on and missed, and Tucker down on strikes. He looked back to see if the catcher Flores hung on to the ball. Second strikeout for Gonzalez, who's eaten up some innings after starter Ruben Castillo only lasted an inning and a third. Can you give the final line for Castillo?
For Castillo, the right-hander today, an inning and a third, four runs, all of them earned, two hits, three walks, three strikeouts, and right now nobody in the bullpen for the Sixers, so this is the game of Gonzalez at this moment for the Southpaw.
As the first pitch is high for a ball, count of 1-0 to Aiden Longwell, 1-2, an RBI singles last time up. Here comes the 1-0. And Longwell takes a pitch inside, counted 2 balls and no strikes. Aiden Longwell, a very good hitter at the dish. He was a late find by the Rockies, a 17th round draft pick for Longwell. As there's a strike, counted 2 balls and 1 strike. Longwell joined Fresno the back half of last season, so he got some experience in the California League, and now the leadoff man for Fresno. As a 2-1 is spoiled foul, counted 2 balls and 2 strikes. I think a hammock caught it over there.
In the kids' fun zone area down the left field side with some inflatable jumpers and a picnic area. Nice crowd on hand for a Sunday afternoon. Again, gloomier, semi-sunny conditions here at San Bernardino, but great weather for baseball. That one's shot just over the suite level on the third base side. It rolls up the roof, and it'll be a souvenir for somebody that's waiting outside in the parking lot.
Counted 2 balls and 2 strikes, 1 out here in the top of the 4th inning. Here's a pitch from Gonzalez, and Longwell takes it high and count now at 3 balls and 2 strikes. The Grizzlies doing a great job laying off those pitches that the 66ers are trying to get them to chase at, and they look like a whole different offense today.
Again, winning cures a lot of things, snapping a 4-game losing streak last night.
As a 3-2 is a hard-hit ground ball, the second baseman Ortiz falls to the ground, gets up quickly. The throw to first is in time for the second out. It goes 4-3. That's a tough play for Capri Ortiz, 101 miles per hour off the bat from Longwell.
Well, thinking about it from a field perspective, going from the dirt to the grass, he was only about 1, maybe 2 steps off into the outfield grass. You never know how that ball can hop up on you. He was able to kind of crouch down like a catcher to keep it in front of him. Even with the hat flying off, he's able to retire Aiden Longwell on the 4-3 ground out.
As now Braylon Wimmer, a slow chopper. It's going to be a tough play. Bartolero goes underneath his glove, and Wimmer will reach. The pitcher, Gonzalez, I think, got in the way of Braylon, or got in the way of the third baseman, Bartolero, and Wimmer with his speed will reach, but Bartolero underneath the glove. So we will see if it's a single. It is. So it's a 2-out single for Wimmer. That's now 4 hits for Fresno. And it brings up Andy Perez, who's 0-2, looking for his first hit of the game. As Wimmer leads from first, here comes the pitch. And Perez swinging a miss. And Perez has not been as confident today swinging the bats.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. He's probably been the most awkward hitter at the dish today, kind of guessing a little bit between Castillo and Gonzalez on the bump. But if a day happens where Andy Perez, who is the best batter, as he swings and misses at that one awkwardly and it's 0-2, but the rest of your lineup is able to pick him up, that's where you know it is a complete team effort in this game. And in the top of the fourth, 4-0, and Andy Perez so far 0-2 on the day. Let's see if he can cut through in the third at bat of the contest.
Here's the 0-2, and Perez takes the ball in the dirt, count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Good stop from the catcher in Flores. Perez, a good line drive hitter, so we'll see if he can make some solid contact. Does have 4 homers, tied with Braylon Wimmer for the team lead. He's also on a 5-game hit streak, tied with Caleb Hobson for the current longest hit streak for the Grizzlies. As here comes the 1-2, as Wimmer leads from first. Long pause from Gonzalez. The pitch, and it is outside. Count it, 2 balls and 2 strikes. 90 miles per hour from Gonzalez, barely missing on the outside part of the plate. As Perez now, what will he get here from the left-hander in Gonzalez? Gonzalez comes set. Here comes the pitch. And Perez, swing and a miss, and he is down on strikes. Flores with a fist pump as the offense for the 66ers coming back up right after this. 4-0 Fresno heading to the bottom of the fourth.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chancey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Minko Abbott, Lou Pervone's apartment homes at the Dominion, is raising the standards where people live, work, and play. Located 1325 East Fox Hill Drive, Lou Pervone's is one of Fresno's most luxurious 1 and 2 bedroom apartments. Visit their website at LEPROVENCEAPTS.com and come discover the provincial lifestyle that is waiting for you. We thank Minko Abbott for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the bottom of the fourth. As that's a strike called, quickly 0-2 to Emmanuel Vargas from Jace Kaminska. And I know, Dominic, you have a little bit more on the right-hander.
Absolutely. 6'2", 235-pound righty from Cobbeville, Kansas, 22 years of age, and a 10th-round selection in 2023 by the Colorado Rockies out of the University of Nebraska-Lincoln.
Has a count now, 1-2 to Vargas. Kaminska, here comes the pitch. And it's a line drive and over the third baseman. Wimmer's had a base hit into left field. Vargas now 1-2. Wimmer just missing that ball. Third hit for the 66ers as it brings up Juan Flores.
And for Jace Kaminska, he enters his second professional season with the Colorado Rockies organization. He tossed 5 scoreless innings, allowing just 4 hits, all singles, while striking out 6 in his first start back on April the 7th in San Jose.
As the first pitch is a called strike, counted 0-1 to Flores. Kaminska is the Sunday starter for Fresno. The time that he was supposed to face the 66ers got rained out, so he ended up starting a day game in Stockton, as there's a check swing. He did not go around, count at 1-1. But now back in the rotation to pitch on Sunday, so Kaminska will get the majority of the day games this year for Fresno.
This is his first game against a South Division opponent this season.
As here comes the 1-1 ground ball to third. Wimmer over to second for 1. On a first, a double play. 5-4-3. And Flores is out. Good turn there from Wimmer over to Tucker to Longwell, and now 2 outs.
And you know where I'm going to go with this, with that redemption play after a ball, line drives. Wimmer, chicken dinner. Starts off a terrific 5-4-3 double play to get out the base runner Vargas and the batter Flores as Capri Ortiz ready to roll. And I think that one might have clipped his foot, and I think it did indeed. He's going to take a walk to first on the hit by pitch.
That's always tough for Kaminska, who now has two hit by pitches because both hit by pitches were on breaking balls that went a little too far inside. The first one was a hit by pitch to Kevin Castillo back in the third inning on a ball that clipped his knee. And so now it brings up Adrian Plasencia with a runner at first as there's a called strike. The count at 0-1. But Jace Kaminska has looked really good so far, although those two hit-by-pitches now the most by a Fresno pitcher in a game this season. As the 0-1 is a called strike, quickly 0-2, but that's what you get when you throw a lot of breaking balls like Fresno has over the past couple of nights.
It doesn't matter if it's in the dirt or high and away. Somehow those breaking balls are either going to skip in front of the catcher, clip someone's foot, however it goes. But again, ball's coming off, and as Stephen Rice, you know, you're the former pitcher here in the booth with us today. You know how timing and grip is everything when it comes to breaking balls.
As here comes the 0-2 from Kaminska in the dirt. Good stop there from McCabe. Count of 1-2. And it really is tough, especially when you go to different locations. It's going to get hotter down into the tough parts of summer, and so the ball becomes a little bit more slippery. And even when you have the mud on it still, too, the grip is always tough on there as that is swung on and missed. And Kaminska has four scoreless innings as we head to the top of the fifth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball and Stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars Night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars Night, and may the Force be with you.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Welcome back to San Manuel Stadium here in San Bernardino, California. Top of the fifth inning, 4-0 Fresno leads Inland Empire. But here comes the first pitch from Will Christopherson to Jake Snyder, the count at 0-1. Dominic, what was the final line for left-hander Henry Gonzalez?
Henry Gonzalez goes 2 2/3 of shutout baseball, 2 hits, 2 walks, and 3 strikeouts on the afternoon.
As there's another call strike to Snyder, quickly 0-2, and he didn't look happy with the call right there.
No, the zone, I would say, for the most part, has been mostly consistent today. A couple of borderline calls that have either gone the Grizzlies' way or have gone against the Grizzlies in some way, shape, or form. But overall, a decently consistent day so far, and Snyder's not going to be happy about that one as he will take that one on the lower portion of the zone. He's the first victim here of the fifth inning, down via the strikeout looking, and that will bring up the right fielder, Jason Hinchman.
Hinchman, 1-for-1, a single walk and a run scored. Hinchman looking for his first homer this year as he takes on the right-hander in Will Christopherson. Here comes the pitch, and it's outside, count of 1-0. So Will Christopherson takes over, second time we've seen him in this series. Christopherson, he is 24 years old from Grand Rapids, Michigan. as the 1-0 is a called strike. Count at 1-1. Went to Iowa. And Christofferson listed at 6'4", 210 pounds. Here comes the 1-1 to Jason Hinchman. And it is a ball. And the count now at 2-1. Looked like a strike on the track man. So now 2-1.
Christofferson has seen the Fresno Grizzlies on two different occasions this year. Once here at San Manuel and once at Chuck Chansey. That one misses high. 3-1 at Chuck Chansey on April the 9th. Two innings. He gave up 5 runs. 4 of them earned on 4 hits. 1-hit batsman and 2 walks. So a little loss of command on that evening at Chuck Chansey.
As the 3-1's inside, ball 4. And Hinchman has reached base now 3 times. Another walk for Inland Empire, now 6.
But does he get on base?
He gets on base.
We got to keep saying that and keep the good stuff rolling for Fresno.
As here comes Fajiro Cruz, 1-for-2 with a single and a run. Christofferson, a 1-0 record, a 4.85 ERA. His 8th appearance out of the bullpen is that's outside, count a 1-0. A 1.62 whip, 19 strikeouts over 13 innings of work. As Fajiro Cruz, the speedy outfielder to the dish. Here's the pitch, and Cruz flies it foul, count of 1-1.
Something you don't see that often on the 66ers roster is Christofferson, born in 1999. I know you already mentioned he's 24 years of age, but that's a rarity. To say 90s kids are a rarity, we're both 90s kids.
We are both 90s kids, and it is weird to think about that, but age doesn't matter in baseball as long as you get the opportunity to play, something that E.J. Andrews Jr., who could be coming up in a couple batters this inning, has said to me before the season started. Andrews Jr. back for a 3rd year, and he said, I'm just happy to have a uniform on my back. And a lot of these pitchers feel the same way, like Christofferson. Also, we saw Lindsey Young for Inland Empire, who's 27 years old, has been through injuries, has been through multiple organizations, so it is sometimes a blessing to still be in a jersey.
Absolutely. You get the chance to play the kid sport, they say, as an adult or even a young adult if you're 18 or 19 years old in this league, but still, to have the opportunity.
As the 1-2 is inside, gets away from the catcher, Flores, up to second goes Hinchman on the wild pitch, so runner at second with one out. Top of the 5th inning, 4-0 Grizzlies lead the 66ers, and Fresno once again put in a base runner in scoring position. Cruz, McCabe, and Andrews Jr. now the opportunity to score Hinchman, who's had a great game so far. Christofferson comes set. Here comes the 2-2, and Cruz lines one in the center field. A base hit. He holds his bat a little bit longer as Hinchman now. He will score from second. Fajiro Cruz, an RBI single. 5-0 Fresno. Cruz now 2-for-3 with that liner to center field. Hinchman his 2nd run of the game.
And once again, the bottom of the order for the Fresno Grizzlies getting the job done as it starts off with Hinchman just like it did in the 2nd inning when Hinchman had an infield base hit. He later scored on the bases loaded walk. This time, quickly 2 batters after the Snyder strikeout. Boom, on the board once again for the first time since the 2nd. 5-0.
As that's inside, as Cruz was looking to go there, had a good jump but didn't go, count of 1-0 to Ben McCabe, who's 0-for-1, a walk and a run scored. And as you said it, Dom, the bottom of this Grizzlies lineup is getting it done today. Here comes the 1-0, there goes the runner, ground ball to the shortstop, and Plasencia from his knees, the throw is in time. Good play from the shortstop, Plasencia.
I hate to say it, but as the music plays here at San Manuel, the ESPN, an impressive sliding grab in the 5.5 hole once again, up on 1 knee, and he just slung it over there as fast as he could, and more impressively, to the chest of the first baseman, Sonny DeShera.
And now E.J. Andrews Jr., runner at 2nd with 2 outs. Andrews Jr., a bases-loaded RBI walk, and a run scored for him. As here comes the pitch, outside, count of 1-0. Andrews Jr. would love to make it 6-0, maybe 7, if he can get a hold of one right here from Christofferson. Christofferson, lots of movement in all of his pitches. As here comes the 1-0, it's low and outside, count of 2-0 and no strikes. And Andrews Jr., just like Jake Snyder, back for another year, but they are drawing a lot of walks together. As here comes the 2-0 to Andrews Jr. And it is a called strike, count at 2-1. Andrews Jr. worked on his swing in the offseason. He has a good relationship with the hitting coordinator in the Rocky system, and Nick Wilson. We definitely miss Nick Wilson, the former Grizzlies hitting coach, but doing bigger and better things. As that swung on a miss, count at 2-2. Now in charge of the whole Rockies minor league system as their hitting coordinator. And Nick Wilson and E.J. Andrews Jr. working together in the offseason on Andrews Jr.'s swing, giving him a chance to come back here and work on his power and his mechanics. As he 2-2's high, count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. Andrews Jr., runner at second with 2 outs. And a 3-2 count as Tevin Tucker awaits on deck. Christofferson comes set. Here comes the 3-2. And it's a fly ball lifted out of play. And we'll do it again with the same count. And Andrews Jr. battling right here.
Well, good opportunity right there for E.J. Andrews Jr. just to kind of slap the ball emergency hack style out of play. Give yourself an opportunity as Christofferson struggling here in the top of the fifth inning. Another guy coming out of the bullpen for Inland Empire.
Here's the 3-2, and it is called strike three. Andrews Jr. not happy with the call, and that will end the inning. But an RBI single from Fadrio Cruz makes it 5-0 Fresno. We have the bottom of the fifth right after this.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars Night with custom performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars Night, and may the Force be with you.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Welcome back to San Manuel Stadium here in San Bernardino, California. Bottom of the fifth inning, 5-0, Fresno leads Inland Empire. And Grizzlies fans, all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off, as there's a liner to center field, a base hit for Bartolero. He is now 2-for-2 with 2 hits against the right-hander in Jace Kaminska as the crowd erupts after that single. 4 straight innings now with a hit for the 66ers. They have 3 straight innings where the leadoff batter has received a hit. Actually, it's 4 straight, so all 4 of their hits have led off the inning. As we'll bring up Kevin Castillo as the first pitch is a called strike.
2 of those hits coming from Caleb Bartolero, 1 in the 3rd, now 1 in the 5th. He's halfway to a cycle with, again, that's double and single respectively.
As here comes the 0-1 to Castillo, swung on and fouled off, counted 0-2. Grizzlies fans all season long, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs, the official egg partner of Minor League Baseball, invites you to show off your excellent moves in the Shelly's Shake Your Tail Feather Dance-Off for your chance to win free eggs. Pete and Jerry's eggs are in a league of their own. Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality as that ball hits the umpire. The base umpire hit with the line drive. And
and the tough part about it was going right to second baseman Tucker, who could have easily flipped it to short for one and potentially a double play, and instead, right, a gut check play to the field umpire, Caleb George. It's just like catchers. Umpiring can be a thankless job at times. And let's see the replay system. We might have missed it here already, but it looked like it was going right into the direction up the middle of Tevin Tucker. And who knows? You can't assume anything in baseball, but if it's a routine ground ball, probably at least a force out at second, but a tough break right there for Fresno.
100 miles per hour off the bat as well.
Oh, that's comfortable.
So very painful there. Here's a mound visit. Let's see if I can finish this read, though.
Sure.
Their hens are free to frolic under sunny skies on small family farms, laying eggs with impeccable taste and quality. Find them at your local supermarket and bring them home today. We thank Pete and Jerry's for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies and minor league baseball here in the bottom of the fifth. So now it's Redfield. He looks to bunt and he pops it up. Ben McCabe chases after it, and it was too far out of his reach. Counted no balls and one strike.
Did you get through the read?
I think I got through the read.
There you go. See, it only takes a couple of minutes.
Here in the bottom of the fifth inning, as the Grizzlies lead the 66ers 5-0 here in the bottom of the fifth, and the sun is out now.
It's celebrating you finishing the read.
Here comes the 0-1 and a bunt attempt, and it goes low. Count of one ball and one strike. It's now a beautiful afternoon with the sun coming out from the clouds as well. But the Grizzlies now, they're going to try to see if they can keep their 5-0 lead as a bunt attempt again by Redfield goes foul. And the count at 1-2. And sometimes when your team is playing well, your best player is also hitting well. And Redfield, when the 66ers were winning, has hit the ball well, which included being a double shy of the cycle just the other game. But Redfield, the past couple of nights, has not been able to reach base safely, as that's a called strike three, and Kaminska has six strikeouts. A big first out of the fifth inning, and it brings up right fielder Anthony Skoll.
And speaking of Joe Redfield, last night, he and teammate Emanuel Vargas won the Golden Sombrero. And for those that might not know, Golden Sombrero means you struck out four times in a contest. Again, there was a lot of strikeouts last night, 11 from Isaiah Coupe, 6 so far today for Kaminska, as that one is right on in there against the left-hander Anthony Skoll, and it's 0-1.
And on Cinco de Mayo, Golden Sombrero would be fantastic.
Golden Sombrero would be fantastic, and when the Grizzlies would take it because that means they did their job on the bump, as that one misses away 1-1. And speaking of things that Kaminska wants to accomplish and celebrate, the fifth inning has been a little bit of his kryptonite this season. He's got an ERA at 18 in two innings of work in the fifth inning. He's given up 4 runs and 6 hits, so looking to change the fate as that one's on the corner and it's 1-2.
Good pitch there from Kaminska. Kaminska's more, he just said, he runs out of gas more than anything. He said, you know, still trying to get used to pro ball and not putting all your effort into the first couple of innings. As here comes the 1-2. Ground ball to the second baseman, Tucker. Tucker's only plays to first. Longwell was late getting over there, and it's in time. Longwell went after that ball, then had to race over to first, and he got there as the ball was coming to him for the out.
And nearly a collision. Kaminska did a great job as a pitcher to back up the first baseman just in case if he was needed. And if that throw was maybe an inch or two to Longwell's left, there could have been a collision between pitcher and first base, but gets out number two, and it's Sonny DeShera with runners in scoring position. Kaminska looking to keep this a scoreless game on the side of Inland Empire.
As that's a called strike, good job from McCabe getting a called strike there on a pitch that looked outside. Counted 0-1.
But here for Kaminska, 65 pitches, 47 strikes thus far. Good ratio.
Counted 0-1. Here comes the pitch. It's in the dirt. Count of one ball and one strike. 4 2/3 innings. And at this point yesterday, now Coupe did have 11 strikeouts, but at this point he was at 87 pitches. So the efficiency for Kaminska today, 21 pitches less at this point in the venture, as that is a ball outside as McCabe was trying to get it back into the zone. Jerry Weinstein, a great catching coordinator in this Rocky system, was working with McCabe on working on that ball to get back into the zone on the outside part of the plate just last week, as that is a called strike quickly, 2-2. Good curveball there from Kaminska.
Buckled the legs right there of DeShera and just sat there. If you sit on the breaking ball, that one could have been crushed, but a good way, and looking to get out of it is Kaminska.
Here's the pitch. Check swing. He did go around. McCabe will tag him. And Kaminska, 5 scoreless innings for the second time this season. We head to the top of the 6th. 5-0 Grizzlies. We'll be back right after this.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
All droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars night, and may the Force be with you.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Heads up, Grizzlies fans. Starting June 1st, Chuck Chansey Park will be enacting a clear bag policy. In an effort to increase speed of entry at the ballpark and for the safety of all fans, all bags must be see-through, with the exception of small clutches and any necessary medical items, including diaper bags. All bags will still be subject to search at the gates. For more information, please visit FresnoGrizzlies.com/gameday. As the first pitch to Tevin Tucker is going to miss high and away for a ball, 1-0 from the reliever Will Christopherson, in for a second inning of work here in the top of the 6th. 5-0 Fresno as Tucker shows bunt, pulls back, nearly hits him, and that ball goes back to the padded wall, 2-0. Thank you, fans, for your understanding as we continue to make Chuck Chansey Park the greatest venue in all of minor league baseball.
Counted 2 balls and no strikes to Tevin Tucker. Here comes the pitch, and that is a called strike, count at 2-1. Tucker, 0-1, a bases loaded walk that scored a run, so he has an RBI in this game. He also has struck out swinging. As here comes the 2-1 from Christopherson, and that is a called strike. Now 2 balls and 2 strikes. And Dominic, I appreciate the live read once again here in the top of the 6th inning.
Oh, my pleasure.
As here comes the 2-2 to Tevin Tucker, and a check swing, and he is called out. That is the 3rd strikeout for Christopherson, first out of the inning, and it brings up first baseman Aiden Longwell, 1-for-3 with a big RBI single in this game.
Aiden Longwell continues to get on base, be a good prototypical leadoff hitter this season. Coming into today again, a .283 average that's bumped up just by 1 point to .284 with a 1-for-3 RBI performance today, as he'll take that one on the corner to the lefty, 0-1.
Here comes the 0-1 to Longwell, and he will pop it just to the left of us. Looked like he was heading over to Steve Wendt, the 66ers broadcaster, who did not even flinch.
He's used to it at this point. This is, I believe, his 10th season as the voice of the Inland Empire 66ers, and so unfazed for a guy that was out the last 2 games with a family function, unfazed on a Sunday afternoon.
As here's a fly ball out to third base. This is playable for Bartolero as he makes the catch right on the bag for the second out. So 2 outs now, as he'll bring up Braylon Wimmer, one for two, a single, a sacrifice fly with an RBI. Wimmer back in the lineup this week. It's been a tough week for Wimmer, just three hits in the series over 22 at-bats. He only has a couple RBI and runs as well.
I think he needs a little home cooking at Chuck Chancey Park next week against Modesto.
As the first pitch is a called strike, count at 0-1. That's right, the Grizzlies return home next week to take on the Modesto Nuts for a six-game series. The first place Modesto Nuts. As here comes the 0-1 to Wimmer. That is a called strike, count at 1-1. It all starts Tuesday morning for the second of three Making the Grade games, which is our kids' games where kids in the Central Valley get to enjoy a game, a free lunch, and a free assembly, all thanks to the Fresno Grizzlies and their partners. It should be a lot of excitement, about 7,000 screaming kids. My biggest concern about those kids' games are just foul balls. It's always scary with a lot of younger kids not understanding that these baseballs are coming foul at about 90 miles per hour. As the 1-2 is swung on and missed, and Christofferson, a 1-2-3 inning. We head to the bottom of the sixth. You're listening to Grizzlies Baseball. We'll be back right after this.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chancey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars Night with custom performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars Night, and may the Force be with you.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Hey Fresno, are you ready to party? Tequila Fest returns to Chuck Chancey Park on Friday, May 17th. Catch T-Pain and Busta Rhymes live as one of the biggest concerts of the year comes to downtown Fresno. Join in on the fun and check out incredible live music, local food trucks and vendors, and of course, lots of tequila. General admission and VIP tickets are on sale now at TequilaFestFresno.com. As the first one for Kaminska swung on and missed from Vargas, and it's 0-1. You can get your tickets also at the Chuck Chancey Park ticket office. We will see you at Chuck Chancey Park for Tequila Fest on May 17th as Vargas fouls that one off, and it's 0-2. And I'll turn the question here to Stephen Rice. Stephen, you follow the team, all home games, all road games. Where will you be on May 17th?
I think I'm in Stockton, I think, but I would love to be at Tequila Fest. I mean, how amazing is it to be able to see not only T-Pain, but Busta Rhymes in concert? I mean, it's going to be a spectacular event on Friday, May 17th.
And absolutely, if you had to take a pop quiz right now, you get an A+. May 17th, 7:05 start at Banner Island Ballpark in Stockton, California. Besides Tequila Fest, where else would you rather be but Stockton to follow the Fresno Grizzlies?
And the Grizzlies have played very well at Banner Island Ballpark over the past couple of years as the 0-2 is lifted out of play. But Tequila Fest, it's going to be a great time. Grab your tickets now at TequilaFestFresno.com. And again, Dominic, thank you for helping out on the live read here on May 5th. It's crazy to think we're in the month of May.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Happy Cinco de Mayo indeed, as the count at 1-2 to Vargas from the right-hander and Jace Kaminska, who is now a strikeout away from tying a career high. So here's a ground ball to the first baseman Longwell. Longwell toss underhand to the pitcher and Kaminska covering for the out. It goes 3-1 for the first out as it brings up the catcher in Juan Flores.
And for Kaminska, this is now officially his longest outing of the 2024 season. He went 5 innings at San Jose April the 7th, 5 innings at home against San Jose on April the 28th. Right now through 5 1/3 innings of shutout baseball here at San Manuel.
As the first pitch is swung on and missed, he dropped a pitch right there. Good changeup there from Kaminska. Count it 0-1. Here comes the pitch once again, and it's a curveball that dips low. Count it 1-1. Kaminska now looking for 8 punchouts to his line. As that is swung on and missed, count it 1-2. A fastball that darts in there at 92.
And at this point, I really wonder if Kaminska continues to throttle this 66er starting lineup right now. Does the bullpen need a break? No one's warming up right now. No one's even walked over to the bullpen, as that one is right down the heart of the plate. Down by way of the K goes Juan Flores, and quickly 2-2 here in the sixth for Jace Kaminska. And from here at the press level, the confidence is oozing out of the Midwesterner.
That's because Kaminska just picked up a career high now, tying his career high with that 8th punch out. He has 5 2/3 scoreless innings so far. As he first pitches a called strike to Capri Ortiz, who is 0-1 with a hit by pitch.
And I know this week was a little bit of a struggle for the Fresno Grizzlies, as that 0-1 pitch is lifted out in a right center field. It'll fall in front of the center fielder E.J. Andrews Jr. So a 2-out base hit for Capri Ortiz on base for the second time today after getting hit by a pitch back in the fourth, as that'll bring up Adrian Plasencia. But as I was saying, it was a rough week for Fresno. Doubleheader loss after a big win on Tuesday. 4 losses in a row, lost 8 of your last 9. Get the win last night. I know there was some tough conversations in the clubhouse after a couple of games. And right now, Fresno's responding well, especially Kaminska, who gets Plasencia to swing and miss 0-1.
You know, the Grizzlies started 12-3 on the year and has looked really good at that point. And, of course, every team is going to go through a roller coaster kind of season. And for the Grizzlies, what the hope is that they already went through their tough stretch already. As McCabe checked on the runner at first and Ortiz, and the ball a little bit high as Longwell brings it down. Count of 1-1. But the Grizzlies have had a lot of success, especially under manager Steve Solis, another year under the helm. Steve Solis, the reigning California League Manager of the Year, as that is swung on a miss. Count at 1-2.
And after this matchup today, Fresno does not see a South Division opponent until May the 21st at home against the Visalia Rawhide. You'll be at home against Modesto, then at Stockton over the next 2 weeks.
As here comes the 1-2 from Kaminska, and it's fouled off. And for the second time in the series, it almost goes into the production room. It actually snuck in there Tuesday night, and it hit a camera, I believe, in there, or maybe a computer.
Not the machinery, not the cameras.
As here's the 1-2, a fly ball out to shallow center field, a long run, but it's E.J. Andrews Jr., and he will make the catch. And Jace Kaminska, 6 scoreless innings as we head to the top of the 7th. All Grizzlies. We'll be back right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. and relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chancey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chancey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks.
Welcome back to San Manuel Stadium. Top of the seventh inning, 5-0 Fresno leads Inland Empire as Andy Perez will lead things off. And the first pitch is a grounder to the second baseman. It's a tough ball, but staying with it is Ortiz, and Perez is out. It goes 4-3, and a good job with Ortiz after that last bounce got very high on him.
Absolutely, and luckily, though, I want to say a positive sign right there for Andy Perez, who has looked very uncomfortable at the dish today, probably one of the best balls he put off the bat today, even though it goes for a 4-3 ground out. Something to look positively on as this game progresses.
As there's a called strike to Jake Snyder, 0-2 with a walk and stolen base. And Chuck Chancey Gold is giving away $1 million with the Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. As Snyder swing and a miss, 0-2. Play and earn entries starting May 1st. Then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. That's $1 million guaranteed. Only at Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino. And we thank Chuck Chancey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the seventh. No balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch to Jake Snyder, and he swings and misses for the third time. That ties a career high for Snyder. And that is the fifth punch out now for Christofferson. So two outs, and here comes Jason Hinchman, who's reached base three times.
And I want to give you, Stephen Rice, some positive momentum as we're in the top of the seventh and a 5-0 Grizzlies lead. With Hinchman at the dish, I'll get to it after this pitch from Christofferson, and it swung on and missed 0-1. Looking at the California League score, some doubleheaders today. Elsinore beating San Jose in game one, 7-6. Currently beating them in the fourth, 8-2. So good news right there for Fresno, as that one's right on in there for a strike, 0-2. Another piece of good news, game one, Quakes leading Modesto Nuts 4-0 in the bottom of the sixth. So if Modesto falls in both games and the Grizzlies win today, you'll only be 3.5 out of first, as that one's right back up the middle, nearly hits Christofferson, but a terrific play by Ortiz at second to get the ball, get it across the diamond, and down goes Hinchman. Another 1-2-3 frame for Christofferson.
We will head to the stretch here at San Manuel Stadium. We'll be back right after this.
Cardinal droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chancey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars Night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars Night, and may the Force be with you.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Welcome, everybody, back to San Manuel Stadium in San Bernardino. Fresno Grizzlies leading the Cocuyes de San Bernardino, a.k.a. the Inland Empire 66ers, by the score of 5-0. I'm Dominic Lorenz, joined by the voice of the Grizzlies, Stephen Rice, as the new pitcher, Jake Madden, on the bump, the former 66ers' first pitch to Caleb Bartolero on the corner, 0-1.
Bartolero 2-for-2, a double and a single so far, as Madden's pitch is swung on and missed quickly. No balls and two strikes. Jake Madden, second time we've seen him in this series. Madden pitched just the other night as he counted 0-2. Bartolero taking time right there. Madden, two innings on Tuesday. No hits, no runs, no walks, and no strikeouts. Here's the pitch. Swung on and missed, and Madden has a punch out to start his afternoon. That is the ninth punch out by Fresno pitching. First strikeout for Madden as it brings up Kevin Castillo.
That was emphatic. Madden wasted absolutely no time gassing the fastball right there. Bartolero out for the first time today. He was halfway to a cycle. Good way to end the streak slash can extend the streak, and I'll get to that as that one's fouled. Inland Empire in the second, third, fourth, and fifth inning have the leadoff batter reach with the hit. Now back-to-back innings, the sixth and the seventh, leadoff batter retired.
Jake Madden, also our pregame guest for today's pregame show, and he said he's very excited to pitch here at Inland Empire, where he made a couple starts last year before being traded to the Rockies when he was scheduled to start here for Fresno.
I'm going to pull up right now the stats from Jake Madden last year as a pitcher at home here at San Manuel Stadium when he was an Angels product. Jake Madden was in the trade between the Angels and the Rockies that sent C.J. Cron and Randal Grichuk to the Big A, as that one is flown into center field and it'll fall just in front of E.J. Andrews Jr. So a one-out base hit for Kevin Castillo, his second hit of the contest.
Jake Madden last year for the 66ers made a total of 14 starts, going 2-6, a 5.46 ERA. Finished his year with Fresno, 6 starts, an 0-2 record, a 7.80 ERA. Madden, ranked as the number 21 prospect in the Rocky system, only one of two top 30 prospects in the Grizzlies roster. The other one is right in pitcher Jack Mahoney, as that is a called strike in the count of 1-1 to Joe Redfield. Madden, as we said, part of that trade last year, now working out of the bullpen, and it really helps Madden because this is a guy that, with a good frame, good size, can really make a difference on the back end, as that is swung on and missed. Count at 1-2. Madden, 6'6", 185 pounds, 22 years old from Camp Hill, Pennsylvania. Here comes the 1-2. And a ground ball, Madden back to him. He'll go to second for one on a first, not in time. A broken bat. Madden had to avoid throwing the ball at the umpire, who got in the way momentarily, and that hesitation is the reason why Redfield reaches on the fielder's choice. So it goes 1-6 on the fielder's choice. Two outs now, runner at first, and it's Anthony Skull who's 0-3.
And looking at the numbers for Jake Madden last year as a 66er, in the month of May, June, and July, before the trade to the Rockies organization, as that one is grounded on over to second. We'll have to wait to talk about this. The flip to second is in time. Great work for the Tucker-Perez combination right up the middle. 4-6 force out to end the bottom of the seventh. Good work there for Fresno.
We'll be back for the eighth inning right after this.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics is your one-stop shop for all custom-made signs, banners, wraps, and graphics here in the Central Valley. When you choose Yellow Dog, you're choosing premium, high-quality products and excellent customer service, all at a competitive price point. You can visit yellowdoggraphics.com to request a free quote or give them a call at 559-435-6263 today. Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, bring your best ideas to life. And we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies, as that ball is lined foul. Count it one ball and one strike to Fadrio Cruz. Here in the top of the eighth inning again, we thank Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics.
As Cruz will take that one, check swing, peel down in the first base umpire is not granted, as the home plate umpire, Caden Gustafson, says he did go around, and it's going to be one ball and two strikes. But the thought I had on Jake Madden before a great 4-6 force out to end the bottom of the seventh inning, as the pitch from Barraza will miss down and away for a ball, and the count will draw even at 2-2. New pitcher for the Inland Empire 66ers, a right-hander, Chris Barraza, 0-1 with a 2.08 ERA in seven appearances, one save to his credit, as Cruz flies this one out into left field, going on over and camping under it near the foul line is Redfield for out number one.
So now bring up the catcher in Ben McCabe, 0-2, a walk and a run scored. And going back to your Madden thought, it was great job for Madden working through that inning, but the right-hander, he continues to throw hitless and scoreless frames for Madden. As here comes the pitch to McCabe, count of one ball and no strikes, as that ball was inside to him. But Jake Madden, going back to the right-hander, we can talk about him for hours, has four straight hitless and scoreless outings so far from April 19th now to May 5th. That goes for six innings. He actually gave up a single. That actually ended. So he still has a scoreless outing going. But either way, as here comes the pitch to McCabe, and fly ball out to left center field. It's hit well, but it will not get out there far enough, as it's tracked down by the center fielder Castillo for the second out.
And Madden last year was exercised as a starter in the Angels organization with the 66ers, and he had a great streak going from April 26, 2023, all the way until his start July 16th against Stockton. Over 2 months of action, if not two-plus months, four innings or more in every appearance, and five or more with the exception of two in that span. So length out of the bullpen now for Fresno.
As the 0-1's a chopper foul from E.J. Andrews Jr., counted no balls and two strikes, and no one really getting loose down in that Fresno bullpen, so it would be Madden's bottom of the eighth, as that is outside, counted one ball and two strikes.
And I think with seven games in 6 days, the doubleheader on Wednesday, pitching's been utilized a lot. It's day baseball, sun's out. You want to get on the bus, get back home, and just let that pitching breathe a little bit. Kaminska does a great job of a career-high 8 strikeouts and 6 shutout frames. So Madden looks to clean it on up as Andrews Jr. will ground that one near the head of Barraza above the second base bag. And once again, a terrific defensive play by the middle infield of the 66ers. This time it's Ortiz with a throw across the body to first in time for out number 3. And for the third consecutive time, a 1-2-3 frame for Inland Empire pitching. We will go to the bottom of the 8th inning. Fresno leading the Inland Empire 66ers by the score of 5-0. Stephen Rice and myself, Dominic Lorenz, will be back with more action right after this.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, themed jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars night, and may the Force be with you.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So
welcome back to San Manuel Stadium. It is 5-0, Grizzlies leading the 66ers here in the bottom of the 8th. As Jake Madden on the bump, as that pitch runs inside to Sonny DeShera, count of 1-0. DeShera, 1-for-3, a single and 2 strikeouts so far. As here comes the 1-0 from Madden, and DeShera will take a ball, apparently, that was in the zone. Count it 2-0, and a little bit of an inconsistent day for the home plate umpire, as here comes Madden's 2-0 to DeShera, and it swung on and missed. Good pitch. Past the bat, 93 from Madden. Count it 2-1.
And I'd have to look back at the 66ers roster from the time Madden was on, but I wonder if Sonny DeShera and Madden were teammates at a certain point with DeShera being drafted in 2023, as that one misses somewhere. And it's 3-1 in favor of the Sixers' first baseman.
It was a little bit low on that pitch, but Madden right near the strike zone with all 4 pitches. As here comes the 3-1 offering, foul tip into the glove of McCabe. Counted 3-2. Jake Madden on for a second inning of work. For Madden this year, comes in with no record, a 2.16 ERA. His 7th game out of the bullpen. 8 1/3 innings, just 4 strikeouts. As here is the 3-2, and it's low ball 4, and a walk to DeShera. And the leadoff man is on once again. Just a second walk, though, for Fresno pitching, as here comes Emmanuel Vargas.
For Fresno pitching this year, the fewest walks they had in a game was 1 on 5 different occasions, and the most recent one was, well, 2 nights ago, Friday, here at Inland Empire. So keeping things on the right trend, not allowing free bases at this point for this pitching staff.
Here comes the first pitch, and that is laced foul.
Heads
counted
up.
0-1. Counted 0-1. Crowd 1,315 here for Sunday afternoon baseball. The series finale. Not only is it the series finale, but it's the regular season finale between these two teams. They will not meet up unless they meet in the championship series at the end of the year, which is a little crazy to think about when it comes to that.
And funny enough, that was almost last year's championship matchup.
As here's a fly ball foul count at 0-2 still.
You know, Fresno making the playoffs, Inland Empire making the playoffs, but in that situation, both just coming a little bit short of the California League Finals, which was Modesto defeating Rancho Cucamonga. So maybe history will repeat itself, but change a little bit in the postseason this year.
Grizzlies didn't make the postseason last year despite the best overall record, but this is a team that's looking to get back there as Madden catches Vargas looking for the first out of the inning. The crowd not happy. Second strikeout for Madden, 10th overall by Grizzlies pitching, and it brings up Juan Flores.
And that's why I say change fate. Let's change fate, get Fresno baseball back into the postseason where it belongs. You want a nice sellout crowd at Chuck Chansey Park. You know you're going to get close to a sellout, if not a sellout, on Tuesday morning with the kids' day and much, much more. But I smell some good things here for the Fresno Grizzlies. Even though they've hit a little bit of a snide, they snapped the losing streak, and all is well as right now up 5-0 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Jake Madden trying to get the final two outs as that one's in the dirt to Juan Flores, and it's 1-1.
Lots of great promotions next week. As you said, we have Making the Grade on Tuesday. We have What a Deal Wednesday, presented by Island Water Park. Tioga Thursday, that will be on Thursday. And then Friday, we have our Star Wars Night celebration as a check swing called strike, count of 1-2 to Flores, with Friday Night Fireworks presented by Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. As here comes the 1-2 from Madden to Flores, and it's a high pop-up, skied out to center field. Andrews Jr. racing in. He will make the catch for the second out as Flores retired once again, and it brings up Capri Ortiz. And then on Saturday, May 11th at 6:50 p.m., Christian Fellowship Night presented by Van G Logistics and Fresno Pacific University. There's a Grizzlies hat giveaway for the first 1,500 fans at the ballpark. They are gray hats, and they look fantastic.
Ooh, matching the pants today that Fresno's wearing.
As that is swung on a miss, count at 0-1, and it is one of our more unique hats that we've given away over the past couple of seasons. I have one already sitting in my office back in Fresno, ready to go for that Saturday night. Should be a lot of fun. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. We know Star Wars Night is going faster than expected, so we recommend you grab your tickets right now.
Is there anything going on to wrap up the homestand on May 12th? I know it's Mother's Day, which is a great way, and I believe it's also Day Baseball at the ballpark as well.
It is. The Malmo Oat Milker says that is a ground ball to second, and Tucker over to Perez for the force out to end the inning, but the Malmo Oat Milkers will be the Grizzlies' identity for that Mother's Day, as that will end the inning. We head to the ninth, 5-0 Fresno.
Get ready for a night of fun and entertainment at Chuck Chansey Park with Fresno Parks and Rec Night on May 25th. Meet Jim O'Hare, who played Jerry Gergich on NBC's Parks and Recreation, and stick around for post-game fireworks. Grab your tickets now at FresnoGrizzlies.com.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark. All droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars Night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday Night Fireworks, presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars Night, and may the Force be with you.
Welcome back to San Manuel Stadium here in San Bernardino, California. Top of the ninth inning, 5-0 Fresno leads Inland Empire. Chukchansey Gold is giving away $1 million with the Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway. Play and earn entries starting May 1st. Then on September 2nd, one lucky guest will crack the $1 million code and will become a millionaire. That's $1 million guaranteed. As here's a ground ball to the third baseman, and Bartolero tries to scoop it. It gets past him and the shortstop Placencia into left field, and Tucker reaches base against the new pitcher, Jose Fermin. We'll see what the ruling is. As here comes Aiden Longwell, who is 1-for-4. That's a tough ruling because the third baseman, Bartolero, had to come up on that ball. And I believe it's going to be a hit for Tevin Tucker. As here comes the pitch, and it is line foul count at 0-1. It's actually going to be E5. So Tucker not awarded a hit. And Dominic Lorenz getting the ruling right there from Steve Wendt.
A tough wicket hop for the third baseman, Bartolero. Either way, Grizzlies have a run on base as Longwell will take that one on the outside corner for a strike, 0-2. And right before that play, I was signaling to you, Steven, that there's some good news. Final score, Quakes beat the Modesto Nets in game one of the doubleheader, 4-0. As Longwell now hits this one in a right field, but going on over and making the grab a skull for out number one. So without this game going final quite yet, Fresno up 5-0 in the top of the ninth. Already, Fresno has gained a half more game in the standings. Coming into today, 5 games back of the Nets, currently 4.5.
By the way, going back to our Chukchansey Gold read, it's $1 million guaranteed for the Millionaire Cash Vault giveaway only at Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino. And we thank Chukchansey Gold Resort and Casino for being a proud partner of your Fresno Grizzlies here in the top of the ninth inning. As Braylon Wimmer count a 1-0 to him from Jose Fermin takes over on the bump as there's a ground ball. This could be 2-6-4-3, a double play, and that will end the top of the ninth. The Grizzlies 3 outs away, though, from their second straight win and to end this series on a high note. Come back with us to find out if the Grizzlies can end their last game against the 66ers this year with a W.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chukchansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday night fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars night, and may the Force be with you.
Welcome back to San Manuel Stadium here in San Bernardino, California. Your Fresno Grizzlies lead the Inland Empire 66ers 5-0 here in the bottom of the ninth inning. The Grizzlies looking for their fourth shutout win of the season as Braden Carmichael takes over on the bump. Jake Madden, 2 scoreless innings, 1 hit, 1 walk, and 2 strikeouts. Another scoreless outing for Madden. The Grizzlies, though, as we said, looking for their fourth shutout win of the year. They had three over a span of five games, their most recent on April 24th versus San Jose. Dominic Lorenz back in the booth with us. Glad you could join us for Sunday afternoon baseball, as that's outside count of 1-0 from Braden Carmichael. And Dominic, the Grizzlies so far so good.
Absolutely. Early scoring, four in the second, one more in the fifth. That has been it for both sides combined, as this one from Carmichael's inside, but it clips the inside part of the plate to Plasencia, 1-1. Five runs, five hits, no errors for Fresno. No runs, seven hits, one error for Inland Empire, or a.k.a. the Cuckooies today, as that one is skied into center field, coming on in. E.J. Andrews makes a couple of steps to his right, sticks up the glove, brings it on in. One up and one down here in the ninth.
As Caleb Bartolero will come to the plate, two for three, a double and a single. Stay tuned for the postgame show. Dominic and I will quickly go through the final scores, and we'll also talk about some of the California League scores as well. We'll also thank our partners and get you set for next week as the Grizzlies look to stay hot against the Modesto Nuts.
And some people in this broadcast booth have to catch a bus back to Fresno, and it's not me.
Oh, boy, that's me.
Yeah, you better get back to work, boy. Let's go.
Here comes the 1-0 fly ball out to right field. Racing back is Hinchman. He will shade his eyes and make the catch for the second out. That's two outs now as it brings up the center fielder and Kevin Castillo. The Grizzlies, after yesterday's win, I think came in with a lot of momentum. And this Grizzlies pitching staff looking for their fourth straight game when allowing three runs or less. The Grizzlies this year, when picking up that feat, when allowing three runs or fewer, are 10-3, looking to go 11-3. So here's a fly ball to deep right field. Hinchman is over there, though. He will reach up, and the Fresno Grizzlies have a shutout win, their fourth of the season, a 5-0 win. The final game in the regular season between the Grizzlies and the 66ers. Fresno ends on a high note as they end the series with a 5-0 win. We'll be back with the postgame right after this. Your Grizzlies, a 5-0 victory.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chuck Chansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, themed jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday night fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars night, and may the Force be with you.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Don't miss a pitch of Fresno Grizzlies baseball all season long. With promotions, fireworks, food specials, and more, there's something for everyone at Chuck Chansey Park. Tickets start at just $10. Grab yours now at FresnoGrizzlies.com, and we'll see you at the ballpark.
Welcome back to San Manuel Stadium here in San Bernardino, California, for the post-game show wrap-up of today's game as the Fresno Grizzlies defeat the Inland Empire 66ers by a score of 5-0. Fresno improves to 15-11. Inland Empire now 8-18. Fresno, five runs, five hits, no errors. They left six on base. Inland Empire, no runs on seven hits, one error. They left 10 on base. The winning pitcher is Jace Kaminska, now 2-1. The loss to Ruben Castillo, now 0-1. no save. Time of the game, 2 hours and 14 minutes in front of a paid crowd of 1,315. Welcome back to the broadcast booth. My name is Stephen Rice alongside Dominic Lorenz. Dominic, back in your winning ways as the Grizzlies were fantastic. I would love for you to go through the scoring plays in tonight's action.
Absolutely. I know it's a quick one for you because you guys got about probably 30 to 60 minutes before getting on the bus and heading home to Chuck Chancey Park, but it all began in the top of the second inning. Bases loaded, walks to E.J. Andrews Jr. and Tevin Tucker back-to-back at bats. How about that? 2-0 Fresno, but then it added on with a RBI single from Aiden Longwell, scoring Ben McCabe to make it 3-0, still in the top of the second. And then it was capped off by Wimmer Wimmer Chicken Dinner, a sacrifice fly by Braylon Wimmer. 4-0 Grizzlies after an inning and a half. There would be no scoring because Jace Kaminska was absolutely fantastic on the bump for the Grizzlies. But why not add a little bit of insurance with Fadriel Cruz's RBI single to score in Jason Hinchman? 5-0 Fresno. That was in the top of the fifth. And after that, no more scoring. A bunch of goose eggs on the board. All 9 goose eggs for the 66ers, a.k.a. the Cuckooies. 4th shutout of the season for Grizzlies pitching. So Jace Kaminska, Jake Madden, Braden Carmichael combined for the shutout and the win. Jace Kaminska, 6 shutout frames, 6 hits, 1 walk, and a career high 8 strikeouts for the young fella. So how about that? And hey, Jake Madden came back to a place where he once called home and shoved 2 shutout innings of 2 strikeout balls. So a great day overall for the Fresno Grizzlies to pick up back-to-back wins to wrap up the series. They win 5 of the 11 matchups this year against the Inland Empire 66ers, 1 of the 12 total games postponed and then canceled due to the rain up in Fresno. Fell in the doubleheader on Wednesday, but guess what? That's in the past. You know what the present is? 2 consecutive wins, a day off tomorrow before morning baseball, and a huge 6-game home series against the Modesto Nuts, who I'm foreshadowing a little bit, but just lost to the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes 4-0. So no matter what happens, Fresno will be gaining at least a half a game today, and right now, at least a full game in the standings,
which is huge for Fresno. And their offense was great as well. Aiden Longwell single at the top of the lineup. Braylon Wimmer adding a single. Both had RBIs. Andy Perez, if you would have said that Perez's hit streak would have come to an end, the Grizzlies would have won, I would have been surprised. Andy Perez was a little bit quiet compared to the rest of the lineup. It doesn't matter because Jason Hinchman and Fadriel Cruz, the middle of the lineup, Hinchman reached base 3 times, 2 walks. He also had a single and 2 runs scored. Fadriel Cruz, a 2-hit game, which included an RBI single. Ben McCabe, E.J. Andrews Jr., they both scored a run at the bottom of the lineup. Tevin Tucker, he also had an RBI thanks to a walk. The Grizzlies all over the place on offense again. They find 5 runs in the game. Inland Empire on the other side. 2 hits at the top of the lineup for Kevin Castillo. And the bottom of the lineup in Caleb Bartolero, he had a double and a single. But a quiet night for the 66ers as Fresno wins 5-0. That brings us to our game on Tuesday, an 11:05 a.m. game. The Grizzlies give the ball to left-hander Albert Pacheco. A 1-0 record, a 2.60 ERA. Modesto, last time they faced Pacheco, they went off on him. Pacheco did not even get out of the first inning, as he will look to get revenge in the start on Tuesday. Modesto gives the ball to right-hander Tyler Goff, coming back from injury last year. A 2-1 record, a 4.71 ERA. Goff will face the Grizzlies twice in the series on Tuesday and Sunday, a key 6-game series with the first game at 11:05 a.m. So the Grizzlies, a big win to end the season against Inland Empire, a big win to end the series against Inland Empire, and for you, Dominic, as well, a big win for you. I'm glad you could join me in the booth today.
Absolutely. It's always great when you come down to Southern California, and we get 2 more selections at this when you guys come down to take on the Lake Elsinore Storm July 9th through the 14th, and of course, later the second week of August when you head down to Lone Mart Field in Rancho, you know I'm going to be there. You ain't going to lock the booth out for me. I will find a way to get in and be with you on the air. Winning ways for Fresno. And hey, fun stat, the pitching side of things, while I'm in the booth with you 3 games last year, 2 this year, each starting pitcher 6 innings of quality start action. You ain't kicking me out quite yet here, folks. I won't be making the bus trip to Fresno for the Modesto series, but boy, you know I'm going to be listening along. I love you, my friend. You do an amazing job at what you do. Game notes are amazing. Your community stuff is great. They better love you up there in Fresno because you are an A-plus amazing person on and off the field, which we love at the end of the day.
Well, I appreciate hearing that. It's always a lot of fun just to come down here and be able to see you and your family. And for Steve Wendt, too, the Inland Empire broadcaster, he is one of the best, if not the best, in the business for what he does. A big thank you to Inland Empire and San Bernardino for the hospitality this week from not only their concessions, but everyone here as well, too. We want to give a shout-out to all of our partners as well, Chicansey Gold Resort and Casino, Yellow Dog Signs and Graphics, Express Furniture Rental, Manco Abbott Lou Provence Apartment Homes at the Dominion, Pete and Jerry's Home Run Eggs. We also have a clear back policy coming up, and so is Tequila Fest right around the corner. A big thank you to all of our partners for making this happen today as your Fresno Grizzlies back in the win column. A shutout win, 5-0 over the Inland Empire 66ers. However you're listening and wherever you're listening, thanks for tuning in to Fresno Grizzlies Baseball on stream, guys. FresnoGrizzlies.com, the Bally Live app, and MILB TV. My name is Stephen Rice alongside Dominic Lorenz. We're signing off. Have a blessed rest of your Sunday afternoon, and we'll see you Tuesday morning at Chicansey Park for more Grizzlies Baseball.
Calling all droids, Wookiees, and Jedi. One of the biggest nights in the galaxy returns to Chicansey Park on Friday, May 10th. Don't miss the Fresno Grizzlies Star Wars night with costume performers, theme jerseys, and more. Plus, stick around after the game for Friday night fireworks presented by the Fresno Teachers Association and Central Valley Education Foundation. Tickets for one of the year's most popular games are available now at FresnoGrizzlies.com. See you on Friday, May 10th for Star Wars night, and may the Force be with you.